But Tanya, we learn like this, on top now. Rabbi Shimon says, Afal pi shomru, talis koiner dinizov, even though we learned that really a talis, which is peris, could be a kinyan, to be koiner, to buy back zov, you could buy gold with peris. No, that's not called money. That's called metaltlim. So either works for terrorist a peroyan, or else for terrorist chalipin. But v'ein dinu zov koiner talis. But a golden coin cannot be koiner talis for you. If a person is selling his talis, and you give him a golden coin, that's called kesef, and kesef is not koiner. Gold, even though we had in the Mishnah, gold nageya to silver is called peris, but gold nageya to regular peris, to a talis, is called a matbeya. So you can't be koiner something, you can't make chalipin with gold. So the Gemara says this, mikol malkam kach halacha. This is the halacha, that if you give gold, you're not koiner, you do not own the talis. Avolomer, but it was said that Misha Poro Miyansha Dorha Mabul or Miyansha Dorha Floga or Miyansha Stoyim Vyamara, knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that gave this punishment back to the Yansha Mabul, Dorha Mabul, and the Dorha Floga, and Stoyim Vyamara, Umi Mitzrayim, and from Mitzrayim, the Yam, by Kriyas Yamsuk, that Hashem killed out all the Mitzrayim, is who also li Poro Mimi Shein Oemi B'diburei. Him, the same Hashem, will come and punish a person that does not stand with his words. Notice he said that he would, he'll give you the talis, and now he's retracting, he's not giving it to you, so he'll get a mishapara. But if somebody just says with words that I'll sell you something, he didn't even give you money. We just met up, I said I like the hat you have, can I buy it off you? And you said yes, you sell it to me. But I didn't give you any money. So loch riz lakona. I've added there's no kinyan chal yet, and really if you retract, you could retract. But whoever does retract, like you're not supposed to, is ein ruach hachomim leichemenu. It's something that the chom do not like. The chom do not like this when somebody said he'll sell you the hat, and then he goes back on his words. That's not nice. Now the yama rova says rova makes a diak here. Onu us ein lanu ella ein ruach hachomim leichemenu. So it says that rova's medayik. It's only that the chom do not like what you're doing, but they don't go so far to give you a curse. So you see clearly when do you get a mishapara? Only if you gave money. Because Vice says Pasha like Rishlok, like a Yechanan, that money midiraiser is a kinyan. It's only midirabonan that it's not konu. So therefore, if you retract, you get a mishapara. Ma'ashenken, if there's no money involved, just the vorim bialma, then you don't get a curse. It's just that the chum do not like what you're doing. So who, according to Rishlokish, to learns whenever you give money, midiraiser, it's like zero, it means nothing money. So all of it is just talk, just that you said you would sell it. So it's a kasha. Why does the Mishnah say you get a mishapara? Lechur, according to Rish Lakish, you should only say like ein ruach chum nechemenu. It's something the chum do not like, but it's not a mishapara. The Gemara says like this: true, devarim v'yikav yadayu moyes. If you say you'll do something, you say you'll sell it, and the person also gave you money, even though the money is not a kinyan at all, according to Rish Lakish, koi biavol, then you'll get a curse. Still, something strong that the guy gave you the money, and still you're retracting now, for that you get this curse. But Dvorim Vuleke Bedayimois, if you just said, I will sell you my hat, and the person did not give you any money yet, and then you retract and you decide not to sell your hat, Loikoi Biavol, Enechnaim, then you did not get a curse. But what then? It's only something that ain't Ruach HaChom Nechemenu. The Chom do not like something like this, that you'll say you do something, then you go back on it, that the Chom do not like this. Omar Rav, now Rav says, Krov from a Pasuk in the Torah, or Masnisin is a mission also, of Raisa, Masnisa Raisa, Misaila Rish Lakish. We have a Raya from Rish Lakish. In other words, the what? That holds that Midi Raisa money is not a Kenyan. Rashi says, Midi Raisa, Nami Loikon Mois led you, there's no Kenyan. Yeah. Now, Krov, where's the Pasuk? Tichsid is a Pasuk in Vayikra that says, Techichesh ba Nisoi, if you lie, you deny that you owe something to your friend. You deny that you swear false, that you owe him money, and you say you do not owe him. How are you lying false? Pipikodin. One case is a pikodin, that you're holding an object, you're a shomer for somebody else, and the person says, give it back to me. You say, no, I don't have it. That's called the chichesh, you're lying. Oiv is a shumas yad, but soon that means halvo, if somebody lent you money, and now you're swearing you don't have the money. Oiv beges, it was really you stole from him. Oyeshik esam isoi. It means that you owe him pay for work and you don't want to pay him up. Now, Shumas Yad, what does Shumas Yad mean? Omer Rav Chizdach, going Shiyachid Loikli Lahalvosoi. That means that somebody lent you money and now you have to pay back the money and you swear false saying that you do not owe the money. In such a case, you have to be in Korban Shua. That's the case of Chichesh Bamisoi. Now Reb Chisda says, what is the pasuk talking about? The loiva set aside a kli to pay back with. It was a kli involved. And now he's swearing that that kli doesn't have, or he paid back the kli. That's the case. And Rashi says, Shumas yad halvo, the yomer Reb Chisda going, she yachid loy halvo, haloy the kli olay. That the loiva set aside a kli to pay back with. To have idum yit a pikot, and that's like a pikot, and you're holding on to something. Why was it? Why does Reb Chisda have to say this for? But Rashi said, if he would only deny money, you would not have to be mechayev a korban shvua. You want to be a korban, even though you swear false. How you since you're allowed to use the money, something that's nitin loitzo, that doesn't have the pasha of a shvua shaka that you have to bring a korban on. That's what the Chizda says. You're going shiachad lekli. It has to be the leiva set aside a kli to pay back with. And the loiva is denying it. He says he paid back the kli, then he swears false, he has to be in korban shvua. Eisik, what's the case of an eisik? Amr al Chizda, going shiachad lekli liyoshkei also. He asks the question, somebody worked for you, and he says he wants his pay, and you swear false, I paid you up already. So where is there a case if you swear false, you have to be in korban shvua? Again, shiachad lekli, where you set aside this kli and said, listen, I'm going to pay you the money with this hat. And then you say you gave him the hat already, that's the case you have to bring korban shvua. Now, now when the pasuk talks about lahashava, to give it back, and Rashi says, lishovin, liyacha shahoid the kiyecht of yosham, after a person admits that he swear false, and now he wants to return it back, so what does the pasuk talk about by returning it? Zumara says, when the pasuk talks about returning it, it says, if you did this chet, you first swore false that you do not have it. You should now return what you stole from him. Oh yes, so you should pay him back the wages that you owe him. Oh yes, or else you have to pay him back the pikodin, this object that you're watching for him. That's what the pasuk says. Now the pasuk left out shumas yad. The ilu shumas yad lo yahadre. The pasuk does not say to return back the money for the alvo. It doesn't talk about returning the shumas yad. My time, what's the reason the Torah left out the hashava of a halvo, of a loan? Lav mishum, isn't it? Because the mechus the meshicha. Because it's missing a kinyam, it's missing a meshicha. In other words, since at most you paid money for it, so if so, money means nothing. You weren't connor it. So that's why you don't have to return it. The Torah doesn't talk about it. Because even though he was miyacha the kli, but you were not connor the kli, you didn't make a kinyan in it. You paid money for it, that's all. But money means nothing. Like Rashi says here, Lav mishum de mechusa meshicha means oisa kli. What happened here? You lent somebody money, and the loiva now set aside a kli to pay you back with. Like it's supposed to be your kli, and the loiva denies it's not yours. So in such a case, if he swears false, there's no mitzvah to return it to you. So Rashi says, why not? Because that kli, you didn't make a kinyan on it. For loikona malva, the malva wasn't kind of the kli. All the malva did was he gave money. So let's arrive to Resh Lakish that by giving somebody money, and then he sets aside the kli to pay you back with, you don't have a kinyan in that kli. That kli is not kona for you. So Mar says, my time, why doesn't the Torah say to give back the Shumas Yad? Lav mishum de mechasra meshicha. Isn't it because the marvel was never kona that kli? He only paid money. He didn't make a meshicha. So it's arrived to Resh Lakish, if you pay money for something, you're not kona. Midiraisa kesef is not kona, it's only with a meshicha. Oh, my level popular rovo. Aima, why not say no? Me'eshek, who the had the kro? Why don't I say no for me'eshek? The Torah says, look, you have to return the eshek. What's the eshek talking about? Oisek, what's that talking about? Your wages. So wages also nothing, Ben. We said the case is talking about that you set aside a kli to pay the person, your worker's wage. So since the Torah says you have to return that, the chura huadin applies to trumas yad also. So maybe it's not like that. The Torah says this kli, there is a kinyan upon it. So Gemara says, you know why you have to pay back this kli that you set aside to pay your workers with them, with it? We're talking about that the worker made a kinyan. The worker first came and took away this kli, and then he gave it back to you. Now you owe it him. So that's why if you swear false and then later you admit, you have to return it to him. Not because of the kinyan meshich, the kinyan kesef, like you owe him money, but because he actually made a meshicha. That's why the Torah talks about oishik. If so, hainu pikodun. If that's the case that your mamish gave the kli to your worker,
and then the worker gave it back to you to watch, it's like a regular pikodin. So why does the Torah have to say pikodin twice? Gemara says, yes, but I tell you, Trey Gavne pikodin. There are two different cases of pikodin. There's a pikodin that came to you mamish beheter, that you're watching somebody else's, and there's a pikodin that came through work, that you're a workman, you're working for somebody, he owes you money, and now he gave you this for the pay, and then you gave it back to the owner to watch it for you. So it's like two types of pikodins. If so, the Torah could have repeated also the case that if you made halvoy, you loan money, and then you swore false about it, that you'll have to return it later when you admit. What will be the case? That what happened here, the loiva set aside a kli, like a mashkin, to pay back to the malva. So let's say we're talking about that the malva came once and took the kli. And then the malva gave the kli back to the loiva to hold on to it until the zman aprein is. And on that, the Torah should say that if you swear false about it, and then you admit that you owe the kli, you have to return this kli to the malva. So Gemara says, it's true, but it's like this. If the Torah would have said both Shumas Yad and Oishik, it wouldn't be a proof to Rosh Lakish, and it wouldn't be a cash on Rosh Lakish. You could answer the Pasuk. But now that the Torah did not put back the case of Shumas Yad, the Torah did not say that when you swear false, and later you admit, you have to pay it back, you only have to pay back the case of Oishik. But not the case of Shumas Yad. What's the difference? The difference is that's the chura proof. That the Torah did not put back Shumas Yad. The chura is a proof to Rosh Lakish. The reason why the Torah did not put back Shumas Yad, because a regular case of Shumas Yad is just a loiva, set aside a kli, so the malva was never kind of that kli. It's only the Torah's smoyis, the money he gave, loaned him the money. Money is not a kinyan. So that's why the Torah doesn't put back Shumas Yad. So this is a raya, according to Rosh Lakish, comes out very good. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Minayin Lit, so yeah, you want to tell me now, Nafkez Lakasha, Trumas Yad Lehagri Kuro, you want to tell me the Torah did not put back the Pasha of Trumas Yad, you don't have to return it. For the Atani, we learned, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Minayin Litin Esayim Lamala, Lamata, how do I know to put both Pashas together? When it says at the beginning what you swore false on, and later when you admit you have to return it, Tirsiv, it says, Oi, Mikola Sheyishav all of Lesheker. The Yom Rav Nachman, Yom Rav Barahu, Yom Rav, L'Rabba is Shumas Yad Lishoven. That comes to include that there is a Pasha of Shumas Yad to return. As there is a case when somebody lent you money, and then the loiva set aside a kli to pay back with. And later the loiva swears falsely he never set aside a kli. I don't have the kli at all. And later the loiva admits that he has the kli. There is a riba that he has to return it. So, L'Chur, it's not like Rosh Lakish, it's not like we're bringing a proof. So Gemara says, no, but I tell you, behead your meal layahadri kroah. But I call upon him outright, openly, the Torah did not say it clearly. So since the Torah did not say it clearly, there's a reason involved. So it comes to teach us, that you're telling me now, bahalvoa with a kli, that you have to return it, that's only in certain cases, not all cases. In other words, there are cases by halvoa, even though the later set aside a kli, you do not have to return the kli. And the case is where he did not make a meshicha on the kli, where the malva never took the kli from the loiva. Then it's only a shal of kinyan kesev. Kinyan kesev does not help me the raisa, according to Rosh Lakish. This so far is the posse that's the raisa to Rosh Lakish. Now, masnisa, where's the abraisa like this? Masnisa, minolan, tetani, we learn like this. It says, nos no lavlon mual. If the gizbah gives money, or anybody that has money of hegdish, and by mistake he gives it to the intended by the bathhouse. He gives it to the lavlon. He pays his dues. He pays the money to go into the bathhouse. So mol says it's over the yisra mila right away. Now, the Yomar Rav says, dafke balan, only by a bathhouse. Who deloy mechasa meshicha? Over there is not missing meshicha. Avu midi achrint achrita de mechasa meshicha loy mol ademoshach. But any other place where you're missing a meshicha, you're not over the yisra mila until you make a meshicha. So Rashi says it like this: Nos non lepruta shall hegdish b'shoygin. You have a dal, you have a pruta that belongs to hegdish, and by mistake you gave it lavlon, mashes b'schar shirchatzen leis amerchutz. You paid the money you have to pay to go into the beis amerchutz. It says mo'al. So you have a pisha dain lerochas, even though you didn't bathe yet, you didn't use out the bathhouse, but as soon as you gave it to the intended there, you're over the yisamila. Yom Rav Gassin and Davka Balan Katoni Demol Hanoisin Mishum Deschiras Gemurhi Benesinas Hapruta. Because that's called you're renting the place. You can't retract anymore. Shein kan limshach. There's no mashikah to be made over here. Like, you're not buying anything over here. What you're doing is you're like renting. By schiris renting, their money is kaino. When you give money for schiris, the money is chal. So as soon as you give the money to the bath attendant, right away it's like he has a right to keep the money. It's for the schiris. And money is kaino by schiris. Therefore, there's nisa mila right away. But Rashi says, but the deek here is, but let's say you give this money to buy something with, that you want to buy a hat of somebody, and you give the person this dollar that belongs to Hegdish to buy the hat, and you do not make the Mashiach, you do not be Mashiach the hat yet, then you're not over the Yisamilo. Because the fact you just took this money and gave it to him, it means nothing. He's not kind of the money. Because there's the raya that money is no kinyan, midiraisa. The only thing is chal is once I make a Mashiach, I want that. When I make a Mashiach, I want the metatlim, then your kinyan takes place, and then the money you have a right to keep. But before I make a Mashiach, I have a right to retract. See, even though I have money of Hegdish in my hands, and I give it to you to buy your hat, so it's not called Hetzom Rishus. I'm not over the Yisamil yet, because I can still retract. So that's another Mishnah Raya to Resh Lakish. That money is not kun. But the more of a time you will learn, Nosno Lesapir, to give it to a Baba, Mol, you're over the Yisamil right away. For the Gemara, a safer, a boiler, mimshak has burris. Either the Mashiach involved over there, he has to move the scissors first. The Gemara, hachem asking on the safer nochri. We're talking about over there where you're going to a baba, a goyish a baba. So Rashi says, lo shayich bedin Mashiach, te meyada misech ksiv. That's what the Torah says. There's a kinyan Mashiach that's only by another Jew. When you want to be kinyan metalkim from another Jew, the kinyan is Mashiach, not kesef. Mashenkin by a goy. If you want to buy metalklim off a guy, there the kinyan is kesef. See, if you're going to a goyish baba, when you give him the money, that's called hetzor. He has the right to keep the money. He can't retract anymore. Therefore, there's nisa mila right away. Yidlaba mashichu. Tanya nam yachum. We learn like this also. Nosno lesaper or lesafon. You gave money either to the barber, or else you gave it to a shipman, lesafon, the captain of the ship. You want to go aboard the ship. Or lechol bal yumnas, or else any workman. Loimol, you're not over the Yisamila. Ad the Moshech, until you make a Mashiach. Because when you want to like pay for your tents, for use of something, there's no Yisamila, it's not called you used it yet, it's not Karnatim, until you make a Mashiach. Says, so lechor kashin adodi tastira. Before we said, Nostan lesafer, you're over Mila right away, and here it says not. El lav shamin, here it's a proof. Kan besafer nochri. If the Bab is a goy, then we say there is a kinyan kesef. Therefore, as soon as you give him the money of Hegdish, you're over the Yisamila. Can't be Safa Yisrael. Here we're talking about that the barber was a Jew. Therefore, by barber of a Jew, there is a kinyan Mashiach. So giving him the money, he's not kind of the money yet. There's no Issa Mila yet until you make a Mashiach, until his Mashach, the Tasbaris, the decisions. Shema Mina, here's a good proof. The Chayin Amar of Nachman. Nachman also says, now like a new Gemara, like Rav Yechanan. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yechanan that Midiraisa money is good. It's only Midirabonah that there's no kinyan money. Chayin Amar of Nachman, that Vatar Midiraisa Moyes Koinus. Midiraisa, if you pay for something and give money, there is a kinyan of money. Now, Ubotko Levi Masnita, Levi checked over his brises. The Rashi says, means Hegiya v'haisifa b'taisefta shesidu v'shanabu. Levi had his own Seder of Tosefta's brises. He checked them over, v'yashchi found like this. That it says, Nosno lesita en mol. If you give money of Hegdish, lesiton, that's the man, a wholesale man, that buys and sells things, so it says you're over the Yisamila right away. Zahura, why? The Chura is Metatlim. You're buying Metatlim. So why are you over the Yisamila just by giving you the money? If Yodak Resh Lakish, money is not Koni Midiraisa, you shouldn't be over in Yisamila. Zahura is a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. That is, when you pay for something, you're over Mila. Because Midiraisa, money is a good kinyan. It's called you're over Mila. When you pay with money, you gave away the money. It's called Mila. You took it out of Hegdish Rishus.